The progressive nonprofit advocacy group MoveOn.org called on its supporters to flood local legislative offices today to ask congressional leaders one question: where are the jobs? Chris Radulich is from Apollo Beach, and he says the Republican strategy has it all wrong.
They're doing cuts, 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 which contributes nothing to jobs, jobs, jobs.
While it seems that neither major party is content with the outcome of last week's debt deal, Radulich said that it did nothing to put people back to work.
Jobs, not cuts. We want them to do a jobs bill. We want them to create something that will actually employ people. And we're not talking tax cuts here. We're talking actually jobs programs, as in infrastructure. Trying to have direct hiring by the government to do works so that we can get the economy rolling again. Tax cuts merely get jobs in other places nowadays because the world is so integrated. When you buy something, you're as likely to create a job in Honduras as you are in the U.S.
Protester Jennifer Toth and other activists brought a jobs plan to Marco Rubio's office that included reinstituting the Depression-era Works Progress Administration and the Civilian Conservation Corps, which at one time gave millions of Americans government work to improve the domestic infrastructure.
Why not use a CCC as a jump start, get people back to work right away? Because we all know which areas need improvement. We need to rebuild the infrastructure. We have plenty of areas of town that desperately need attention. A lot of dilapidated buildings, you know, empty buildings, are dangerous to have in this town. So we know where the work is needed. We know where the money needs to go, put people back to work. Let's just put it there. Get people out of their homes. You know, give people some hope.
Many conservative groups oppose any new taxes and demand smaller government. But Sandra Bathon said paying some taxes to the government is a good thing.
I'm thankful that I live in this country and that we do have taxes. We have taxes for fire departments, for police departments, for roads, for the infrastructure. And I think that the very rich in this country need to pay more taxes. I think this notion that they're only the job providers is ridiculous. They're getting richer and richer. The rest of the country is getting poorer and poorer. And I think they need to pay their fair share. I think that's how you get this economy going. That's how you get more jobs and how we all can do better. If only one portion of the country does well and the rest doesn't, it doesn't work.
Union advocates, social democrats, and liberals often point to Scandinavian countries like Sweden, where universal health care and high taxation have given them a high standard of living. Karen Lanning is from Sweden, but came to live in the U.S. for its job opportunities. She says the taxes in Sweden actually pay for important social programs.
It pays for education, it pays for medical expenses, it pays for... The retirement programs are excellent. People's taxes are horrendous, but boy, do they get something for it. We the people elected Senator Rubio to be the people's, to do the people's bidding, and that it is time that he live up to that commitment. And I love our United States of America, and creating jobs is the answer to keeping our country the best in our world.
Another activist, Terry Lanning, admits that he's been a drag on Social Security.
I didn't want to be that. I launched the job search here in Tampa. It lasted over 2 years. My unemployment ran out. I had no health care insurance. I really had no choice but to sign up for Social Security early. And I think there are going to be a lot more people like me if we don't turn this economy around and get jobs for people.
David Maynard serves on the Soil and Water Conservation Board and says people like Terry won't see any new jobs until the rich pay their fair share.
We don't think that we can create jobs by tax cuts for the very wealthy, the corporations. Currently, they're sitting on trillions of dollars because the demand is not out there that is needed to create jobs. All they are doing is getting richer.
And Terry Lanning says that giving government funding to big businesses isn't helping either.
Giving money to banks, to corporations, simply doesn't work. We've seen it in the past. We saw it with the stimulus program. The banks have kept the money. Corporations are putting away billions of dollars in their treasuries now. And there's one real good reason for that, that there's no demand in the marketplace for what these companies do. And until they see demand, and that means people spending money, they're not going to invest in anything. they're just going to keep building their coffers.
The protesters didn't get any reaction from Rubio's aides, and the senator's Washington office did not respond to an interview request before airtime. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.